USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. presidential election Tuesday. Putin said Russian-American cooperation based on the principles of equality and mutual respect would meet the interests of people in both countries, as well as the entire international community. Mississippi police on Monday said a healthy 2-year-old boy was abandoned with a change of clothes and a note that said, "Child abandoned, no phone number for mom." At a Goodwill drop-off, has been identified and a suspect was arrested. The child is in custody of the State Department of Child Protective Services, the South Haven Police Department said in a Facebook post. It did not release any information about charges or suspect information. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, are emerging as Congress's latest odd couple as they push for a second round of stimulus checks. The two want their colleagues to pass language that is a replica of the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check to Americans. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine rolled out Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Sandra Lindsay was one of the first healthcare workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine on Monday, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
I have no fear. I trust the science. My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is up for emergency use by the FDA on Thursday. All 538 electors voted Monday in the Electoral College, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. They'll be counted by Congress on January 6. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Monday Night Football featured AFC North rivals Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. The visitors won 47-42, with the Ravens kicking a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the game. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski talks about Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Strange. Knew he was in the locker room, didn't know he was coming back. Unfortunately, their player got an injury there, and then he was back in and made a play. But he's a good player. I know that's not breaking news, but we got to just put the focus on us and what we can do better.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talks about the last-second field goal win.
To make that kick, that crosswind on that field in December in the open end, in the dog pound end, that's most kickers, it's unmakeable. The only kicker that I know of that you'd feel confident making that would be Justin Tucker. With all the things that went on in this game, the timing like you're talking about of that right there, I mean, if you wrote a movie about this, people wouldn't believe it. They would say it could never happen. Reality is stranger than fiction or whatever that saying is. That's kind of what it is here. I mean, it's crazy.
A third of Japanese residents want the Tokyo Olympic Games to be scrapped amid COVID-19 fears in a poll by public broadcaster NHK Tuesday. The Japanese government and International Olympic Committee decided in March to postpone the 2020 Olympics by a year due to the pandemic, with the global showpiece now slated to take place from July 23rd through August 8th. But as Japan struggles with a third wave of infections, the NHK poll conducted from December 11th through the 13th showed 32% of respondents wanted the Summer Games to be canceled entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.